And hello again. Welcome to another Today's Nutrition, brought to you by the Good Earth Health Food Shop on South Shannon Street in Van Wert. Here's Deb Ford, MSRD of the Good Earth Health Food Shop. Well, good morning. What is the question of the day today?
Good morning. Who suffers from stress, fatigue, exhaustion, worry, anxiety, overwork, insomnia? Only about the entire population, one or more of them. All these things over time can really steal your mojo, steal your energy, your vitality, your quality of life. We all have stress, you, me, and all the humans from time immortal. We aren't alone in this time to suffer stress. It's probably undoubtedly worse now than it's ever been, but there has been stress from the beginning. You all know I love traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic tradition from India, and they both independently teach us what they have learned from observation, trial and error, and the power that certain plants have to combat the physical effects of stress on the body. We call these herbs adaptogens. Adaptogens help the body adapt to the situation. Physical stress, whether it's too hot, too cold, too much exercise, even burns, poor diet, any kind of physical stress. In fact, Russian astronauts were given adaptogens during space travel to help them with their physical stress. It helps with mental stress, exams, taxes, schoolwork, computer work, report writing. Nurses, doctors, office workers, factory assembly workers, truck drivers, anybody who has mental stress. It's also good for emotional stress, whether happy, sad, bored, mad, traumatic situations, new situations like a job, a new baby, a new marriage, stresses of all kinds, relationships, time, financial, you get it. Boy, oh boy, life that just sometimes needs the benefit of these adaptogens. One of my favorites that I won't want to be without is rhodiola. Rhodiola is the native to the Arctic regions of Europe, Tibet, Asia, and Alaska. It grows at very high altitudes, which makes it very high in antioxidants and phytonutrients that help the plant adapt to their own environment. Rhodiola has a long history of use as a medicinal plant in Iceland, Sweden, France, Russia, and Greece. In fact, this is a fun fact. It's mentioned by the Greek physician Dioscorides as early as the 1st century AD. So if this is 2017, it was before the year 100. It's been reported on for a long period of time. So let's look at rhodiola. It's used for increasing energy, stamina, strength, mental capacity, and because it's an adaptogen, it helps the body adapt and resist physical, chemical, and environmental stress. Rhodiola has been used for improving athletic performance, shortening recovery time before and after long workouts, improving sexual function, for depression, for heart disorders like arrhythmias, and also high cholesterol. Of course, check with your doctor before you have if you have any of these disorders first. Research on assembly line workers showed that it improved accuracy to overcome the monotony. It helps clarity, focus, may help people pass exams, and higher peak of development. So it helps keep on track and keep you productive. Who hasn't at times found that they are more easily distracted? So more research on rhodiola. For altitude sickness, there is evidence of rhodiola in preventing altitude sickness. In an early study, rhodiola taken twice daily not only improved sleep quality, but also oxygen absorption in the blood, as well as aid altitude sickness medication. Also, studies done on athletic performance showed that it improved athletes performing at an elite level. Research on depression. Early research showed that taking rhodiola might improve symptoms of depression after 6 weeks of treatment in people with mild to moderate severe depression. course, check with your doctor. Fatigue. Early evidence suggests that rhodiola might decrease fatigue in stressful situations. Also decrease fatigue and increase a sense of well-being in students taking exams, night shift workers, and sleep-deprived military cadets. Anxiety, great for lowering anxiety in people with a condition called generalized anxiety disorder. So, in the last 2,000 years, we have had ample time to observe, test, and validate this usefulness of rhodiola. Now, ashwagandha, one of my absolute favorites. It's also called withania. And ashwagandha is one of those powerful herbs in Ayurvedic healing from India. It's been used since ancient times in a wide variety of conditions and is most well known for its restorative benefits. In Sanskrit, an ancient language, ashwagandha loosely translates into the strength of a stallion. Actually, it's the smell of a stallion, but I've been told that that actually means that the herb has all of the components of that. So it's really saying that the vigor and the strength of a stallion. Traditionally, it's been prescribed to people to help strengthen their immune system after an illness. But more recently, ashwagandha is being referred to as an Indian ginseng because it has the rejuvenating properties that we normally associate to ginseng. They're not anywhere related botanically. In fact, the ashwagandha is more closely related to the tomato. According to Ayurveda, our bodies are woven from food, which they are. The nutrients we ingest are metabolized into energy, and the information feeds every cell, every tissue, every organ. So every day our body needs essential things to help that delicate balance. And adaptogenic herbs have historically been used to bring things back into balance. Animal studies reveal ashwagandha even has a thyroid hormone balancing effect. In a 20-day study, mice that were given ashwagandha had their T3 and T4, those are thyroid hormones, analyzed. Significant increases in T4 were found when taking the herb ashwagandha, which indicates that it has a stimulatory effect on the thyroid hormone. Also, ashwagandha benefits the thyroid by promoting scavenging of compounds that could damage the thyroid. There are a lot of studies that suggest ashwagandha is very helpful in hypothyroid conditions. Also, medical studies have shown ashwagandha improves cortisol levels, an indicator of stress. Also, improves insulin sensitivity and naturally balances other hormones. Emotional, physical, and chemical stress have all damaging effects to the brain and nervous system. So recent research has proven ashwagandha is more than a stress reliever. It may also help protect the brain from degeneration, from memory decline, and maybe improve symptoms of depression and anxiety. Researchers from the National Brain Research Center found that mice with Alzheimer's type plaque were unable to retain what they had learned after 20 days of being supplemented with ashwagandha. The study shows that their memory improved significantly. The study also showed that there was a reduction in the amyloid plaques, that is a condition that is always found in Alzheimer's. There's also evidence that ashwagandha is affecting in treating both anxiety and depression. In fact, a recent study, the results were comparable to common pharmaceutical drugs without the side effects. In a 12-week-long controlled study, 87 participants with anxiety were given ashwagandha twice a day, or two placebo pills twice a day. The group treated with ashwagandha resulted in much greater improvements in anxiety, as well as focus, reduced stress, and decreased fatigue over the placebo group. Other major benefits of ashwagandha is that there are no adverse effects, no terrible side effects, only what I like to call collateral benefits. Then there is some really interesting research on the immune enhancing effects of this, because under stress, sometimes the immune system is affected negatively. So it has been shown to inhibit the proliferation of cancer cells, especially a breast, lung, stomach, and colon cancer, which are some of the leading ones in the world. It is believed that ashwagandha helps prevent the growth of cancer cells, mostly because of the immune boosting, but also the antioxidant effects. Supplementing with ashwagandha is correlated also with increasing the white blood cells within the body, which indicates the immune system is doing better, fighting the disease and any kind of harmful invaders. Another way that ashwagandha helps prevent cancer is possibly due to something that's called anti-angiogenesis, which really means that tumors are prevented from getting their own blood supply. It keeps them from being able to get more blood vessels so that they have better nutrition. So anti-angiogenesis actually prevents the tumors from getting nutrition. In addition to preventing cancer from growing, studies have shown that ashwagandha is also good in addition to chemotherapy in treating existing cancer. So taking the extract seems to be effective in halting the immune system from being suppressed during chemotherapy. One of the things that is useful is because ashwagandha may be able to counteract the biggest side effect of chemotherapy is when the white blood cell count is being lowered, and then they can't take the chemotherapy. So many cancer experts are now recommending ashwagandha extract, not only as a prevention, but also in addition to typical cancer treatments. Like always, check with your physician. One of the best things I like is the increase in stamina and endurance. And who doesn't want more stamina and endurance? There's just so many things to do every day. So studies have shown that ashwagandha can improve endurance during physical activity by sharpening the brain function and reducing pain. Due to the calming effect, yet energizing, the effects on the brain, lowering stress hormones, ashwagandha shows improvement in concentration, motivation to get out there, and stamina in the conducted studies. One study showed that lab rats given ashwagandha were actually able to swim twice as long compared to the same rats not given the supplements. So they find that there are similar effects in humans due to the extract's ability to balance adrenal hormones that are involved in physical activity. Extract reduces pain in the muscles and joints while at the same time keeping energy steady. This is another reason why it is a promising supplement for athletes. So there is a supplement I love and really stand behind, wouldn't want to be without myself, and it's called Adaptra. It combines both rhodiola and ashwagandha. Adaptra, meaning it is adaptogenic, helps your body adapt to all the stresses that we undergo every day. Adaptra is the potent herbal adaptogen formula that's designed to improve your mental and physical resilience, help you get through your day with ease, meet the day with confidence. It could change your life. The label reads, "This amazing all-herbal formula provides the key components from extracts of ashwagandha and rhodiola that help you meet the daily challenges of maximized energy, revitalized adrenal function, sharpening focus and concentration, promoting healthy adrenal function, strengthening physical performance, optimizing emotional health, enhancing physical function and sexual function of men and women. No stimulants, no high. It does not work like a drug. Adaptogens nourish, rebuild, and restore." Adaptra is one of my favorite products. It builds you up, helps you overcome excess stress that leaves you happier, healthier, or your money back. How often do you get that? Great products from a great company that are They are so sure that you're going to love the result that you can get 100% guarantee. Try it. Let me know what you think. I want everybody to feel great and enjoy this wonderful week ahead.
And that is today's Nutrition here on Unforgettable 1220 AM and the new 104.3 FM with Deb Ford, MSRD of the Good Earth Health Food Shop on South Shannon Street in Van Wert. This program is brought to you by the Good Earth Health Food Shop.